Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, I just finished a side-by-side of Clary and Glenn Powell. The people demanded it, Danny.
They did demand it.
They asked for it. So I took to PickStitch. I think it's the app I used. Lock, because I don't know anything about this. Zero chance you've ever heard of this app.
I never heard of it for a single second. You go, I'm on PickStitch. I'm like, what the hell is that?
So I just tweeted it out, at Grant H. Paulson. What do we think? It's a side-by-side of Glenn Powell and Ryan Clary, our producer. You tell me what you got there. Go check it out at Grant H. Paulson. You heard from Jaden Daniels, quarterback coach, early in this show. Taylor Kelly was on last hour. I want to know the number one reason why people are most confident in Daniels, that he's going to end this charade of every single year a different QB is starting in week one, that he's going to be the answer, that he's got a chance. I don't care if he's Stroud in year one or he's got the Robert Griffin, Dak Prescott rookie of the year numbers in his first season, but that he is the long-term solution, the answer, that the search is over, Danny, that they've got their game-changer elite QB. What's the number one reason that you think that'll be the case that gives you the most confidence?
The work that he's put in. And what usually happens, again, the prima donna guys, the superstars from the moment you're peewee ball or whatever, you come to believe that you're invincible and perfect, that everyone's got to cater to you. He took a slight. He took a you're not good enough and turned himself into good enough. That's what I care about more than anything else. His natural ability is obviously off the charts. The athleticism is off the charts. His ability to throw the football is really, really good. You combine all those things, you got a great prospect. But to me, what gives me the confidence that it's not just a flash in the pan, that it's not just a week or two, that you're not going to get that episode where he's walking into the coach's office and saying the following plays are unacceptable. You're not going to get the, well, it's everyone else's fault but mine. You're not going to get that from this dude. And I think that's what's most encouraging to me, is that he's not going to get outworked. If he fails, it's not going to be because he didn't put in the time, the energy, and the effort. It's not going to be because that iPad or the Microsoft Surface or the playbook was unopened. It's not because of that. It's not going to be because he wasn't there early enough or didn't stay late enough or didn't do everything he possibly could with his teammates. That gives me comfort. That's all I've ever asked for, by the way. I want you to care more than me as just the pudgy fan that watches your games on Sundays. Make it so consume you with passion and drive to be the best you could possibly be. Then let the chips fall where they may. That's what gives you the most confidence that he's got a great chance to be good.
I like it. And it's really hard to judge that, to evaluate that, to confirm and figure that out, that you got the guy who's going to be that worker, that grinder, the fixer of his own problems before you get there. But it's important. And the guys that you hit on generally have that gene and that DNA and that makeup. For me, why I'm most confident in Jaden Daniels working out, I would say, is that I think he's going to be the best athlete on the field almost every single week that he plays in the NFL. And I don't think that's for nothing. You look at the guys even that struggled to throw the ball and the floors that were really high, like Justin Fields as an example. Jaden Daniels is such an electric athlete, such a special runner, forgetting his passing, which is better than people give him credit for, and in college was outstanding. I'll come back to that. But I think that he's going to be able to make plays. He's going to be able to, as they like to say, like rip a team's soul out and break their heart on a third down with a scramble. The floor is that he's going to be a really good playmaker and football player at quarterback. Some of my questions are the translation of some of the QBing skills without those exceptional receivers at LSU, with, you know, what was a pretty simple offense becoming a really complicated one now in the NFL. But I'm confident in Jaden Daniels because I think, how often does having the best athlete on the field at quarterback result in you not having someone who helps you a lot and makes a ton of plays? It's rare, but guys like, whether it was Wilson early in his career, you think about Lamar, that's a good starting point. It's a really good launching point.
I love the way you put that, because it's almost like eventually the perfect pocket passer comes along and might supersede this player, right? The guy that, you know, the Drew Breeses of the world, or the Peyton Mannings, like the preternatural geniuses at quarterback might supersede that guy. But this guy starts ahead, right? Because at a minimum, before he does anything else, if he's at the end of the starting quarterback's list as a passer, which I don't believe he will, by the way, but let's just say for the sake of argument that he is, to your point, he's still a playmaker, can still do some positive things for your team. If he's completing 48% of his passes and isn't turning it over a ton, we'll go, well, that's not great yet, but he's probably rushed for 800 yards over the course of the season and made a few plays here or there, right? Had a couple highlight reel moments where you're talking about starting, again, probably ahead in the race. I like that. I like that way of thinking about it. And again, I'm 100% with you. I don't think he gets enough credit for how good he is throwing the football, mostly because he ran for 1,100 yards and 10 touchdowns.
So here's another part that I hadn't really thought about, but another reason why I feel good about Jaden Daniels. What about this? The fact that he transferred, the fact that he learned a new offense with new teammates and had to go through that process at LSU from Arizona State is a beneficial tool for him now making the leap to the NFL. It's the minor league version of what he's about to do, but he's done something that is similar. That is about as good an exercise to prepare you for learning a new playbook, learning new teammates, figuring out a new offense, you know, having success in a different place. He went through that once. That gives me confidence and makes me feel good that Jaden Daniels could be the guy.
I like that too. I mean, it's sort of, I think it's adjacent to my point, which is I love the journey that he went on, right? Like the world is littered with highly touted, can't miss superstar guys that kind of fade away and are never heard from again. And there's a million reasons for that. It can be bad luck, it can be an injury, but it could also be that you believe all the attention and the hype and you don't work on it as much. You don't do the thing that got you there. You get away with athleticism at the high school level, at the college level. And then by the time you get to the pros, you can't just flip that switch anymore because everybody's Superman. Everybody ran the 4-3. Everybody's the defensive end slash outside linebacker slash safety slash hybrid slash whatever's designed to stop you. And you're not able to overcome because you're not used to working at it. He took the punch in the mouth, AKA like your draft grade is a fifth rounder, or you're not as productive as we thought you'd be at Arizona State. You didn't cause a renaissance there and take them from an afterthought to the Pac 10, 12, 9, 8, I don't know what number they were at the time, champion. And you go somewhere where you're going to get coached hard by a guy that's a little bit abrasive and old Brian Kelly and company, and you thrived under it. You became the hardest worker in the building. Like that journey to me is worth a ton. I'm not saying it has to be that way, but like somebody that's like Caleb Williams, who was anointed as the number one pick for a couple of years, that's good too. But I like Daniels' story and kind of what he did with it, right? Because how many guys have gotten that first bit of bad news and gone, well, screw you, it's not my fault, it's your fault, and then the whole thing blows up?
The question for you guys, we'll open up the MGM National Harbor listener lines right now at 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067 if you want to hop in. Would love to hear from you on this. What is the number one reason for your confidence in Jaden Daniels? If you think he's going to be really good, or even if you are maybe hopeful and skeptical, what's the thing that you can lean on to go, this will probably work out because? Like, I'm nervous about this. You know, I've got anxieties about some of the boxes that aren't checked that matter a lot to me. But when I kind of close my eyes and dream about him becoming a sensation and the next great quarterback in the league and elevating the Commanders in a way that no QB has in many, many years at that position as a dual threat, what I see is one of the game's best playmakers who just happens to be a quarterback. I see a Lamar Jackson-type impact on their offense where they're designing runs for him, they're going RPO. Everybody in their offense benefits from his presence. Their running game is ultra effective. Brian Robinson, come on down. Austin Eckler, enjoy the real estate you can now browse and peruse. The passing game in short and intermediate gets immediately better because how you defend him and those RPOs, some of the things he's able to do where he's just kind of reading a defender and stealing 4, 5, 6, 7 yards, you know, those chunks all add up and matter. I think that the idea of Daniels and what he provides, every team is hunting for a reason. This 11-on-11 defensive philosophy where he petrifies you. And by the way, if you give him a crevice in 5 yards, he'll turn it into 50. Like, that is the thing defensive coordinators go to bed at night sweating about. And Washington has not really had that post-Griffin. And to get back into that game is fun and exciting. There's a reason. Whenever you talk to all around the league, these are coaches, executives, people I've asked about this, scouts, whatever. It always starts with, dude, watch the Florida game. Well, the Florida game, he just ran all over the place.
Yeah.
That's not really what I'm trying to do at the next level. But the point is, he could do that. We'll figure out the rest of the stuff. And, oh, by the way, he was an exceptional passer this year, too, by a lot of metrics. Now, being an exceptional passer in college does not always translate. Look at Justin Fields. People forget or don't know.
That's why I was so high on him. He was awesome.
Like, there's a lot of people that loved him as a passer, like you.
Mm-hmm.
Even some of those numbers that we drill down on with Daniels all the time that I over-talk about, like the deep analytics numbers in terms of where in the middle of the field you throw to, you know, short, middle, intermediate, some of the first read versus second read and all that stuff, moved off your spot, then what happens. All that stuff he was really good at.
Yeah.
Like, statistically coming out, Justin Fields looked like a guy that was going to make a really seamless transition. It doesn't always happen that way. That's where I'm scared. But what's the worst-case scenario for me? That he nobody wants to play him. He's hard to defend because he's running all over the place and making a few throws here and there.
Yeah, look what Fields did to us in that Thursday night game, right? Absolutely destroyed Washington. So
Tune of about like 10 points, I think.
Yeah.
But he ran for, what, 140 yards?
Yeah.
Or you're talking about this year?
This year, yeah.
I thought you were talking about 2 years ago.
Yeah, they play on Thursday night every year, pretty much.
That's a good point.
He torched us.
He completely decimated him in that game.
I'm not saying you're winning 13 games a year doing that, by the way. You obviously, there's more room for growth
but
for Fields.
But you have some good games.
But there's going to be those kinds of moments. And if we're talking about that for a rookie, sign me up. It's about the next level, the next step that Fields, I don't know, that he's taken and probably won't get to for a while now that he's a backup. But in terms of Daniels, I like the idea. We kind of, I don't think we argued about this, but it was just different philosophy about he's actually maybe higher floor than some of the other guys because of his astounding athleticism. Like, at worst, if he's a C-minus passer as a rookie, he's still going to have a pretty nice rookie year and should be in contention for rookie of the year because he'll be able to, again, assuming health, run for a handful of TDs, run for, you know what, 600-700 yards just by scrambling around, just a couple design runs here and there, one long one on a broken play. And there you go. You've got some pretty significant numbers in that regard. So the totality of the offensive production will be better than a lot of guys that are, you know, dropping back and trying to read the entire field at this point.
Going through some of the comments right now on our YouTube chat, people chiming in on why they're so confident in Jaden Daniels. Mark says, the tape shows he stands in the pocket tall, goes through his progressions fast, uses recognition, steps forward. The only thing I would say is the numbers bear out that he is way better going to the first read than kind of anything else. That's not uncommon, though. That's what it should be happening probably for a young guy. But the point is just let's not pretend like he's a finished product. None of these guys are. That shouldn't be the expectation either. Part of the development is now he's going to have to get better at getting to read 2, read 3, read 4, rarely, faster. Or just that, just like Drake May.
Again, that's for everybody.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just like J.J. McCarthy. Like, the idea that, well, he's just ready and a finished product. Well, no, he's not. But this is all part of the development. Question is, why are you confident? Why are you sure? I want to hit those calls next. you know Daniels is going to work out because. And if you're nervous, you've got a lot of hope this is going to be a home run because. What? Fill in that blank. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I would say his biggest jump would be his consistency and repeatability and on how he knows himself from throwing the football. At any platform, any look that you would give him, whether it's a coverage underneath or a tight window throw, whether it's touched, layered, arm angles, driven, you could ask him to do it and he would do it. And no problem, and be repeatable with it. And so I would say that was the biggest jump. And just I think his ownership, he saw, you know, he was around C.J. Stroud and Bryce Young and those guys during their draft prep, and then also after they got drafted, and then before going into their fall camp in the summer, he was around them a lot. And so he got a chance to see how they worked and see how they processed and were learning their playbooks and just the little things, and just him taking that type of ownership and going into his final season and taking those guys' approach, I think really helped him a lot.
Insight from Taylor Kelly, quarterback coach who worked with Jaden Daniels. We want to know what gives you the most confidence that the Commanders have hit on their new quarterback prospect.
Probably turn the mic on. To me, it's the work he's already put in. It's the fact that he was highly touted, got bumped back down, got a bad evaluation, saying, hey, you need to work on improve these sorts of things. And he did those things. He worked harder than everybody else. It's not a prima donna. It's not a guy that's going to come in and try to make everything bend to him. He's going to fit in and lead by outworking everybody. That's what gives me confidence that it's going to be different than it was before.
I just think having the best athlete on the field as your QB is kind of the new trend and the new dream. It's what every team wants. Now, in order to make it work, that player's got to be able to connect the dots as a passer. Jaden Daniels in college was a very, very good passer. Doesn't get enough credit for how good of a passer he was. I think people just say that and assume it means he's also going to be a great passer in the league. See, Justin Fields, it doesn't always work that way. We'll see what happens with Bryce Young. He was horrendous last year. It's really, really hard to make the transition. So I'm not suggesting he wasn't unbelievable throwing the football at LSU. I have my questions based on some of the things he struggled with being pertinent at the next level as to whether or not he'll be a great passer in the league. That said, my confidence that this will work and that eventually the team that we care about in town is going to be exceptional because of Jaden Daniels comes from the fact that every single week when he plays just about, you're going to have the best athlete on the field under center for you. And dating back to high school, that gives you a really good chance to win a football game. Might not be the way that recently in the league it's trended, but hell or high water, by the end of the game, he'll make enough plays, you're going to have a shot. Let's go to TJ and Bowie on Grant and Danny. How are you, TJ?
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
Yeah, buddy.
Hey, so the reason why I'm confident is because of his work ethic, his study habits, and his leadership. Outside of his athleticism, I think just those three things and being a good teammate, I think is really going to make a huge difference for us. But I just got to say real quick, though, Grant, I know you're honestly excited for him, but, man, after hearing you for months salivate over Drake May, it sounds like you're drinking moonshine with no flavor, saying glowing things about Drake May. You sound so disappointed. I love you, guy. I know you.
Thanks,
I know you mean well. I know you like him, but I just want to let you know as a fan, you sound like you're so disappointed and you're struggling, but it's okay.
I appreciate it.
Thank you, buddy.
Hopeful. I'm hopeful. I made it very clear how I feel. It doesn't do anybody any good if I just sit here every day and continue to say that I think they picked the wrong quarterback. I also think they picked the wrong coach. Do you want me to just tell you that every show all day long? No. You know, we got to discuss. I don't call the shots. Adam Peters does. He knows more than I do. I hope he's right. So hopefully Dan Quinn succeeds. I can point out the numbers as to why defensive-minded head coaches are a bad idea and don't win in the league consistently and haven't for a long time and why they shouldn't have done what they did. But let's all high-five the DQs here and put some stuff on a T-shirt that he says. That's what we're doing, I guess, now. So, yeah, would Jaden Daniels have been my pick at two? No. Was he a bad pick? Absolutely not. He's got a chance to be very, very good. I hope that he is. The five or six things I care the most about and get most nervous about when I evaluate quarterbacks coming out of college statistically, four of those five or six areas were some of his biggest weaknesses. That gives me real pause. That gives me real nerves. But as I'm saying right now, answering the question, if dude's running all over the place and creating and extending, and I don't mean running to go run for 23 yards. I mean running to reset and throw for 30 and then breaking off a scramble for a first down, then it's going to be fun to watch. I was there covering Griffin in 12. Had a blast. It was unbelievable. Loved it. He was on his way to being something. I see what it can look like. I see it not just in D.C. that year, but all over the league. And I understand what they're chasing. I understand why they're intrigued. I've gone back before the draft, watched all of his games. I went back this weekend and watched three more of his games, all the ones that were in the Keim story that they loved. They fell in love with him for the first game he played to open the season, in the Florida game where he snatched souls. I've gone back and watched them all. It is appetizing. It's captivating. It's salivating. If I sound disappointed, I don't know what you want me to do. I don't know where you want me to go or what I'm supposed to do with my hands. But, yeah, I'm not hiding the fact that I would have picked somebody else. They didn't. The show
must go on.
What
are you supposed
to
do about it? Right,
now what? You want me to have every day at 2 o'clock remind everyone I would have done something different and stomp my feet and hold my breath? No. Like, they picked the guy. Let's see what happens. Bobby's in Owings on G&D. What's up, Bobby?
Hey, good afternoon. I'd like to share that I'm a 50-year Washington fan, and I'm optimistic if for any other reason. I think they're due to hit on a quarterback. But with
just
do
theory?
Seriously.
Like, at some point, we in this city deserve to have the team get one right?
I think so.
I'm with you, dude.
Character, work, discipline. I think Coach Quinn cares about his players. If it gets them to buy in, they all get on the same page, everybody stays healthy, I think you'll see some good things this year.
Yeah, the health thing for me, just touched on that, appreciate the call, dude, is what I've been most scared about with Daniels. The frame is the frame. You can do some things to it, but he's never going to be, you know, Josh Allen. It's not his fault, by the way. Nobody's Josh Allen. Josh Allen's Josh Allen. Before him, it was Cam Newton. They don't make many guys that are that big and that strong and that fast with that kind of arm strength. But the number of shots that he took, both in the pocket and out, that's what's alarming to me. I am scarred. We're all a product of our experiences, right? My experience includes 2012. Those hits. We all remember the Jody Nada hit, right? We remember that. We don't remember are the him going down like Gumby, like a claymation figurine, talking about Griffin, on some of these. And he would pop back up, but he'd get folded like a chair. You'd almost be, you know, vomiting in your mouth with how horrendous some of these hits were. And you're like, that's it. Okay, he's back up. He's fine. Until he doesn't get back up. The shots that Daniels has taken in the past, that's what terrify me. I mean, more than anything else, I feel like if he's on the field, productive things will happen. How productive? That's going to be the fun part to find out. But to me, it's that risk of taking the hits, too many shoulders being lowered, too much taking on contact in the secondary when he's running around. That's got to go.
I also think, to your point about taking the shots and running around, like you just got to bake in some of the risk. If we're going into an era now where quarterbacks don't live in the pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you need to be able to thrive in the pocket, but there's a difference between living in the pocket and just not knowing where a guy's going to be. You know, you watch a super athlete quarterback, like Josh Allen is an example. He's in the pocket a bunch, but it's not the same as like 20 years ago, 10 years ago, with a pocket passer, or even the throwback types like a Kirk now, or Derek Carr is a good example. You always know where Derek Carr is going to be.
Yep.
Where's the center? Go about 5 yards
straight back behind him.
That guy, and he's going to be there, right? My proclivity is still that. Like, I am old school in how I kind of view it, which is not to say I don't want a quarterback who can make plays. It's a necessity. It's not a want anymore. It's a necessity. But I think the difference for me maybe is like majoring versus minoring in. Like, I think most people would say you got to major in being able to make the throws, minor in being able to run. I still want the faders at like 80 to 20, you know, 85-15, 75-25 is pretty extreme. Whereas a lot of people are like, I don't care. Yards are the same. Points are the same. And I'm coming around on that, but it's taken me a little while to get there. That's all. Paul's in D.C. What's up, Paul?
Hey, what's up, man? I kind of agree with the other caller. Grant, you sounded like Sal Grace on Dayton Daniels. I mean, I know you ain't supposed to go on here every day and say that, but you don't got, you know, destroy the young man so early, you know?
Who's destroying him?
I couldn't disagree with you more. What are you suggesting that I've been doing? I've said nothing but positive things about him since the moment he got drafted.
Well, I think that when you say stuff like, you know, 4 to 5 things that I grade my quarterback on, you know, he hasn't met or he doesn't meet. And, I mean, that comes across.
So you only want to hear positive things then?
No. I'm just telling you that I kind of got the same vibe that the other young man got. But I'm going to get to my point on.
Well, I'm not ready for you to get to your point yet. So you only okay. want to hear positive things. You understand what my job is, yeah, is to give my opinion?
Yeah. Okay. Your job is to give both sides of the story.
Correct.
Right? You're right. So I get that.
All right.
I'm saying we can also give both sides of the story without being, you know, like foul to the fact that our pick didn't get chosen.
And anyone who thinks that I have not been fair to Jaden Daniels since he was taken is ridiculous. But continue.
All right. I believe he's going to succeed because when you talk about Justin Fields, what we fail to realize is that coaching staff was not behind Justin Fields. They did, as a matter of fact, they did a lot of things to hinder the young man. And so, I think Jaden is coming into a situation. One, he's not going to have to necessarily carry the team. You have playmakers all around him that are capable of, you know, carrying the team, so to speak. You got it. You had a nice draft. Hopefully Luke McCaffrey be that safety net, and Ben Stennett will also help the other tight end that we signed. Zach Ertz. Yeah, very reliable tight end. And I think that's always a quarterback's best friend. Eckler is a great outlet pass in terms of when you're reading those blitzes, they're just dumping off and making big plays. So, and then you got Brian Robinson. If you utilize him correctly, you can have a very potent running game, right? So all he has to do is, and then when you have someone like Cliff Kingsbury, who actually worked with the young man before, I think at Arizona State, one, I think it was the quarterback coach or the offensive coordinator who worked with him at Arizona State, then, I mean, he has a familiarity of his skill set, right? And he has familiarity with working with someone like Kyler Murray. So it's not like Cliff not coming in this thing blinded. He knows this, you know, how to utilize a running quarterback, right?
Right. No, it's actually a really good – and his answer then, I guess, summed up would be supporting cast and coaching. And maybe that's a reason to be really confident that this can work is they have insulated him well. They've built the nest well. If you look at supporting cast in terms of wide receiver play, Terry McLaurin, Jahan Dotson, drafting Luke McCaffrey, signing Olamide Zaccheaus, you still have De'Ami Brown, Dax Milne. From that, you're going to have a pretty decent four wide receivers, right? At tight end, you go get Ertz as a veteran, you draft Ben Sinnott. I still want him to do more along the offensive line. I hope I'm able to say that without, you know, that being too mean to anybody. But the left tackle position is not good enough for me. They're not going to upgrade at right tackle with Wiley. That my dream would be if we could do this offseason over again, they'd have two new starting left tackles. But maybe Coleman ends up being a home run and he starts on the left side. That would be a big deal. But in terms of the on-the-field supporting cast, I think the Eckler addition is massive. He brings that up, catching the ball to the backfield. The coaching he'll get, you've got Kingsbury, who's been a head coach as an OC. You've got Brian Johnson, who's been an OC as a pass game coordinator. You've got Tavita Pritchard, who's proven to be a very popular guy in that building dating back to last year with QBs. He's going to get a lot of really good coaching, and he's going to get help from the supporting offensive players.
And beyond that, the timing matches up. And what I mean is how often with these bad franchises that never seem to have quarterbacks, think about here, Chicago for so many years, Detroit for a million years. It's always like the middle part of a regime with a team that was built for something kind of different. Then the quarterback comes in, then it's not a great fit. And then we're sort of not. This is the beginning of the rebuild that coincides with the drafting of the quarterback, right? Like we're not doing a carryover from this 4-13 team and saying, okay, save last year's crappy group. They're turning the roster over, dude. They're starting anew, recognizing how hard this is and doing everything they can. In my opinion, not enough yet, by the way. I echo everything that you said. To try to support the young man. Maximize and protect should be the themes of the day. And they're doing that for the most part.
Let's go to Rick, who's in Vienna on Grant and Danny. Rick, you get the last word. Be quick, buddy.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I'll be quick, man. I want to say that before, I think I was initially nervous about having Daniels in it, probably because it'd been one of the five things that you talked about. I want to assume is longevity and durability. But I want to go back to what RG3 said after Rich Eisen asked him a question about his 2012 year and everything like that. And RG3 plainly said, he's like, don't worry about what happened in the past and worry about what these guys can do. And what we know Jaden Daniels can do is pretty much everything. And like you already said, he's going to be the best player, the best athlete on the field. And I know that he can make every pass. And he's committed. He's a bookworm. I just saw in the Rigo's Rag article, it was saying that his plane ride back, that hour ride, he was running, you know, line of scrimmage plays.
Yeah, so that was in the ESPN Time story. We talked about that
yesterday. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you for the call, Rick, out there in Vienna. You ever been to the Vienna Inn?
Yes.
Vienna Inn's pretty
money. It's awesome.
What do they do there? The chili dogs?
Yeah.
It's like famous.
It begins with a hot dog and then whatever else you want.
Yeah.
That's how you start it.
Pretty strong. But the ESPN story had that where he's flying back, opening press conference. He's on a plane. It's just family and friends, some people around him. And he's in the aisle of the airplane, basically going over all the audibles.
Running some checks.
The plays that he already knows that he's been studying. That's the kind of stuff when I hear it that gives me a lot of hope. Because if you put in that work, you got a shot. If you don't, I don't care how talented you are, you don't have a chance. It's the difference between the really good QBs and everybody else. We might have the greatest athlete of all time in our midst. We might. In sports right now, doing things the likes of which we'll never see again. I want to get into that next on G&D.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place.
That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So I was sent this story on X. You can follow me at Grant H. Paulson. Danny is at Funny Danny. Viral senior assassin game has Virginia high school officials concerned. So this is what was happening, I think, at the movie theater that freaked me out last night. If you guys didn't hear our double play, I was sitting in the movie theater. I'm watching a film last night. There was some weirdness with a bunch of high schoolers like moving around and just being generally annoying and weird. But young people at a theater are known to do these types of things. You know, they'll text, they'll be loud, they'll talk, they'll call people on the phone, whatever. Then, out of nowhere, people come running into the theater screaming and pull out squirt guns. Thank God. I can't tell what it is. It's just a guy pulling something out of his pocket that looks like a gun in the dark in the movie theater.
Yep.
And he starts squirting water on one of the girls or people. It was loud squeals. I'm thinking it was girls. But, you know, in front of me, down at the front of the theater, you know, 15 rows, 10 rows, whatever it is away. And everyone in the theater is kind of like, what the hell is going on? And kind of in shock, and no one really did anything. And it happened twice over the course of this movie. And it was the weirdest thing I've experienced, and I thought it was absurd. And also in the moment, like, pretty petrifying for a split second where your heart starts pounding out of your chest. So I got this story. School officials in Northern Virginia are urging students to stop playing a game that is reportedly scaring residents.
You are a resident.
And leading to police reports of teens carrying weapons. Students have dismissed officials' warnings, saying the senior assassin game is harmless fun with water guns. The assassin's game is a social media trend, of course.
Is it? No.
That has become very popular among high schoolers in Fairfax and Loudoun counties. It consists of teens using water guns to spray other students, kicking them out of the game. Oftentimes, it's played off campus. So I guess when you get sprayed, you get eliminated or something like that. According to a letter from Loudoun County Public Schools, addressed to families, some students are using water guns that look alike or closely resemble real firearms.
Uh-huh.
I could tell you, in a dark movie theater, when you just
somebody
hear,
bursts in and screams and points
screaming,
up. Yeah.
And that's definitely what it looks like.
Not okay, dude.
The school systems, school systems said many bystanders have called the Loudoun County Sheriff's Office with reports of people openly carrying guns, mistaking water guns for weapons. Like, what a stupid thing this is.
Yeah.
And this sounds like the old guy who's like, oh, those kids are playing a dumb game. When old people said that about the stuff we were doing, it wasn't this dumb, right? We were never doing anything this dumb.
We did really dumb stuff. I don't think it...
Where every day terrible things are happening in the country and everyone's on high alert.
Yeah, it's impossible not to talk about that, the backdrop of so many different events having taken place. You know, like the big thing for my age group was tagging. And what that was you'd have like a signature and you would spray paint it somewhere in public. Now, that's pretty stupid, pretty terrible, but it's a lot less.
So graffiti.
Yeah. It's a lot less like, hey, this looks like a firearm in the dark.
Who are you, Danny Banksy over there?
No.
Were you doing some graffiti bits?
I never did. I was too much a rule follower. I thought it was so stupid. Like, I was like, why is just signing a weird name? It's not your name. I don't know. That didn't make any sense. But that was like a huge thing. I was like, oh, we're so badass. Like, okay, that's annoying and stupid, and someone's got to paint over that. That's like you're making work for somebody. Very different than we have to call the sheriff because we think someone's walking around with a gun. Because plenty of people are.
Well, also, this can only end badly, right? I mean, you talk about people that are wrong place, wrong time. Someone thinks that it's real. Who knows how they react and if they're armed. I mean, it's a nightmare. It's a terrible bit. But that has to be what I saw, yeah?
Yeah. It sounds exactly like it.
I'm saying high school kids. I was in Fairfax County spraying water on a random person in the movie theater. Like, it all adds up. And a bunch of people sent me this, and I keep getting kind of more links to it, but that's nuts. I'm going to be hanging out with a couple of people over at Nats Park tonight who are teachers. I want to see if they know anything about this. Because they said most of the time it's off campus. So I'm imagining they're going, not on campus. We can't do that at school.
So let's spread it into the public. Let's terrorize people inadvertently.
Grocery stores. Yeah. I mean, it's a dumb idea, but if you wanted to go to someone's house, let's say, and do it and pull it off, maybe. You know, like, hey, let's run over to Danny's house real quick and play whatever the stupid game
is. Let's do a breaking and entering and get him in his room. Assassin's Creed. Like, stop all this.
High school assassin, whatever they call it. But to go to a public place, Grant and Danny here on the Fan, to go to a public place, like a movie theater.
Yeah. In the middle of a movie.
Where terrible occurrences that look very similar have happened. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Little bit of judgment. Joe's in Alexandria. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Grant. Hey, Danny. Love you guys' show.
Appreciate you.
I just want to say, like, obviously that is definitely frightening. I'm 45 years old. I graduated high school in Yuma, Arizona in 1996. And I remember as a senior, we did the same thing. There was a game very similar to that, but only it wasn't with water guns. It was like with a rubber band gun, and it was mostly held off campus. And it made the news, and the cops had to get involved. It was this whole thing. So it's not necessarily new, but definitely not right, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's taking the recirculation with the social media stuff. And, you know, like, it's really starting on TikTok. I never heard of it either.
Can we also acknowledge, with all due respect to when they were doing it then, I would say people are a little more on alert. I mean, maybe I make no jokes about this. Like, I have actual anxiety and I'm medicated for it or whatever. But your boy, every time I'm in a public setting, I'll be at Nats Park tonight, and at some point I'll go, all right, if something terrible happens, that's where I'm going to run to. Like, that's just what I'm thinking. That's the world we live in now. Sorry about it. If I'm with my family especially, who am I scooping and where am I taking them? So if you were playing that game 30 years ago, I don't think people were doing that. They hadn't seen the stories on the news about what happens at the movie theater or the school or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, whether it's right or wrong, it was a far more innocent time, exactly. I will say. You know, like, it was...
And I don't think if 25 years ago I'm sitting in a theater and someone comes in with a squirt gun, I think my reaction is like, that's my reaction. Now I'm going, oh my God, here, it's happening. It's my time now. Like,
I know.
I knew it would happen.
That's what I would have thought.
Tonight's the night. You know?
And it's to this movie?
And it's got to be this stupid movie?
This Zendaya tennis movie?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.